Richard just informed me this is the final segment, so I guess I won't be back next week. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. Single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. For the 30th week of the year 2021 and the 1,195th week, I've compiled these statistics. Again, week 1,200 could be the last one. Enough is enough. For the week ending July 30th, 2021, first of three categories, new listings. 28 new listings hit the books this week. Three are in escrow, two are closed. So that's a net number of 23 new listings. Horribly low. For the summertime, you know, in spring we should have had more listings, and it just never happened. So we're still at historical and hysterical lows of inventory. For the 28 new listings, a low of $950,000 on Evingston Place. I think that was a soap opera. And a high of $9,975,000 on Hollister Ranch. Now, if you listen closely, I always take out anything that's not 100% fee simple, and that was not. But you know what? At $9,975,000, I left it in. It's not a PUD. One of the 28, although I guess one could argue it's somewhat along the lines of a PUD, one of the 28 new listings were under $1 million. Median price, $1,687,000, which is very low because I also looked at the medium and active, the medium price of what's active and median and pending. In other words, combining the two, everything that's active and in escrow. And right now it's $2.5 million. And I went back for the last several years. If I have time, I'll give you that data. If not now, then next week. But anyway, the median price for the 28 new listings, a low $1,687,000. Second category, opened escrows. 32 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending July 30th, 2021. 32. What are we averaging per week? 27.1 sales per week, so that's high. A low of $855,000 on Gatto Avenue. Gotcha. Two of the low, there are three of the 32 that were under $1 million, of the 32 open escrows, and two of those three were in Old Town Goleta, Gatto being one of them. The high for the week, $11,211,000 on Via Esperanza. I emailed the agent. I said, why did you list it at $11,211,000? It's kind of an unusual number, a lot of ones. I said, can I share it on the radio? I got no answer, so I guess the answer is no. Three of the 32 opened escrows were under $1 million. Median price, $1,822,000 for 32 opened escrows. Again, year-to-date median price, $2,050,000. So that's also on the low side. Door number three, sold listings. 22 even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending July 30th, 2021. A low of $806,000 on West Annapamoose Street. Apparently, that's a development site. And a high of $14 million on Padaro Lane, on the market 14 days, although I didn't do a history, so I don't know if it was on before. And they were asking $12,950,000, sold for $14 million. Only one of the 22 sold listings were under $1 million, and the median price, also low, and all three categories were low on the median price, $1.5 million. Again, year-to-date median price, $2,050,000. And it's nice, even when you have a $14 million sale, the median price removes the outliers. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time. Go to RadioRealEstate.com. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428. 452-CHAT if you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Because remember, I can answer any question. Eventually.